Good morning, everyone. Someone raised an issue about pricing recently. For me, what has worked for me, the experience I've had and what I've been taught, for pricing most of your baked goods, you're going to have to first come up with standard recipes. Like, every time someone orders for a vanilla cake, it's going to be specific quantities. Specific like measurements, specific brand you're using, a consistent price of those things. If it's a chocolate cake, you have one chocolate cake recipe. If it's an orange cake, it's one orange cake recipe. Then, if you're pricing, you're going to have to first calculate things individually. You're going to get your, let's say, your cake flour, like Winwood. The price is 6,000. You divide that by, if it's 2 kilograms, you divide by that by, if it's 1,000 grams in a kilogram, you're going to divide that by 2,000 grams, and you get the unit for each gram. That means if you've used 50 grams or 100 grams in your cake recipe, that's the price for the flour. Then you get the blue band or the prestige or the button. You do the same thing. If you've bought a kg of prestige at 10,000 or 6,000 or 7,000, you divide that by 1,000 grams. Then you calculate the amount of prestige you've used, that price. You keep doing that with all your ingredients up to the baking powder. You total that, then you will get the price of your cake. But when you've gotten the price of your cake, you're going to have to get the price of your carriage as well, the transport you use to buy those, to move to get those products. You're going to have to calculate that. You are going to have to calculate your rent. If you're working at a shopfront or if you're working at home, you need to calculate the rent. Even the yaka, you're going to have to do it like that. If you're using electricity, you've probably used 2 units or 3 units for the cake, the mixer. You have to count the cake. If you've used a mixer, you put that in the price of your cake. If you've used a charcoal oven, how much charcoal did you use to bake that over that cake? Was it 2,000? Was it 5,000? Also include that in the price of your cake. The washing, the quantity of water you've used to wash your dishes during your cleanup. Most people forget to add these little things, but they actually matter. How much water have you used? Finally, you, as the person who has baked the cake, what was your price? You can either charge, some people charge per hour. You can either decide to charge per month and say, me per month I want to be earning this amount when I do cakes. And then you assume, like, you have to make an assumption and say, every month I want to make, like, on average, I want to make 10 cakes, 10 cake orders. So if you're making 10 cake orders, and let's say you've assumed that those cake orders are going to cost you 80k per cake or 75 per cake, calculate that, those 10 orders, and then you divide by that 75,000. That will be your price. That will be how much you'll be making as an individual if you decide it per month. If you're deciding you want to charge per hour, you also figure that out. If you're deciding you want to charge depending on the time you spent on, like, the decoration, since some cakes are different, some are royal icing, some fondant, you have to figure that out as well and put it in your price. You have to charge for your equipment. Remember, you're going to probably change your equipment in like 5 years or 6 years. You have to also include that, your cake pans, your mixers, your oven, your measuring spoons, your spatulas. Do not forget to work that in. How you do this? You price all those things and you divide them by, let's say, our 75,000 we've said for the 10 cakes in the month. And then remember, you're not going to price all that money on that. This is, let me see. How you're doing it is, you've counted the price of your oven, you've counted the price of your cake pans and all that, you've totaled it up, and you've gotten 75,000 for 10 cakes in a month. Get the amount you've gotten in that month, multiply it by 12. 12 months, that's a year. You get the year, the amount you've gotten in a year, multiply it by 5 years. Then you divide by the price. I hope I'm making some sense. You divide by the price you've gotten from all the things you've counted, your cake pans, your mixers, and what. That will amount to like a little amount, 2K, 3K, that you have to add on the price of that same cake you're going to charge. Don't forget to add those things. Don't forget to undervalue yourself. Don't undervalue yourself because you're trying to get customers. Yes, you want the customers, you want people to like your products, but this is a business you're running, so you have to do things accordingly. Even if it was, say, selling motorbikes or you're selling another service, this is the same way you would ideally do it. I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions, you can maybe ask me. Thanks. Cake pricing is not a thing you're going to do in one day and get it right. It's going to be a process for you till you figure it out. First, if it's a business, every business has to have standard recipes. And you know, if a customer wants a chocolate cake, or they want my chocolate cake, it's this, it's always this. Because people come to you because they've liked your product. So they want the same result every time they come. That result they have has to have a price, a set price. So you have to make sure you're very clear on measurements, you're very clear on the process so that you can price your things accurately. That is why I was saying find standard recipes. For the pans, you'll see with time, with use, time and wear, the more you use these things, is the more they depreciate, it's the more they get spoilt. And we normally forget to add that in, and at the end of the day, you're panicking when you're trying to buy those things. Even things like license, you have to consider, because if it's a business, you have to be registered anyway. Thank you.